Now, to the housing crisis. One widely agreed on proposal is to solve the housing crisis is to provide more homes. And in a bid to do that, the government will consider reducing the size of studio apartments to, it says, encourage developers to build more of them. The Minister for Housing, James Brown, has said cutting the size of those new apartments to 32 square metres from the current minimum floor plan of 37 square metres would cut building costs by between 50 and 100,000 euros per unit. Another proposal is to introduce a new standard design of 76 square metres for three-bed units. Now, to discuss this, we're joined by Orla Hegarty, who's Assistant Professor at the School of Architecture, Planning and Environmental Policy at University College Dublin. Orla, thanks for coming in this morning. Your thoughts on taking 5 square metres off the current size of a studio apartment? Will it save money?
It's very, very hard to see the justification for this. On the department's own figures, the structural costs that are in building a two-bedroom apartment at the moment, with everything associated, the corridor to get to it, the unit itself, the structural cost is only about less than 10% of the what the department say is the total production cost. So it's very hard to see how you would take 50 to 100,000 off a 50,000 structural cost, because everything else is the same. Nothing else has changed when you reduce the floor area. You need the same bathroom, you need the same kitchen, you need the same windows, doors, light fittings, heating system. So it's a very simplistic equation, and we've been here before. We had a similar effort back around 2018 to reduce department standards, and not only did it reduce quality, which is a huge impact on people's lives for the life of the building, it also disrupted the market hugely. So what you will have is people who have ready-to-go projects that have planning, going back for planning to get more, going back through the planning system.
So that will delay building then? Do you think that
Absolutely.
This proposal is going to delay? So there could be already developers with plans out there to build apartment blocks, but they will now stop that process and wait for the new proposals to come in.
Well, what it will give developers is immediate uplift in their land values. If you have a plot of land that can accommodate 200 apartments and now it can accommodate 240, overnight you have an uplift in your land value. What it won't do is get those apartments on site or make them any more affordable.
Okay, but well, key question then. If you've then got 40 more apartments on that particular site with using your example, will it cost less?
It won't cost less because, firstly, the actual saving in structural cost is marginal. It's not really relevant in the overall scheme of costs at the moment. In fact, space is very cheap. It's other places we should be looking. And on the department's own figures, there's about 100,000 that goes between finance, developer margin and sales and marketing. Now, somebody who has an apartment never sees any of that 100,000. We should be looking there first. But in terms of speeding up delivery, what you will have is things will go back to planning. All of that delay, the cost of that will outweigh the saving on whatever you might have saved on the structure of the building. So we will see a lot of disruption in the market again. And we know from international research that it is stable planning policy and stable standards that actually promotes development and ensures that there's a level playing pitch and there's certainty for investors.
But the Minister for Housing would say radical decisions are needed.
Well, I would argue that this is not the one that needs to be made. The radical decisions are in the area of procurement and how we go about obtaining housing. We're very over-reliant on spec developers for our housing supply. We don't have any transparency and costs around all of that process. And we don't have any control over what they build, what standard they build, where they build, or even indeed if they build.
Another proposal is to reduce as well the dual aspects rules for apartments. Now, that's where having windows, at the moment the rules are that you have to have windows on at least 2 external walls. Currently,
on a certain percentage.
A certain 33% in urban areas, 50% in suburban areas. But new rules would create a 25% universal requirement. So only a quarter of new apartments would have to have that dual aspect. What are your thoughts on that?
I think we make the mistake of seeing some of these things as luxuries. They're not. They're human need. We need daylight for our mental health and our well-being. We need space for our privacy, for our relationships, for our family life, for our day-to-day activities. Taking space off an apartment means probably losing a washing machine out of a kitchen, losing space for a cot in a bedroom. It probably means that somebody with a disability or who uses a walking frame or has a pram can't use that apartment and has to move. This is really poor infrastructure when you build below standard.
Does it bring down the cost?
It's very unlikely to bring down the cost because, as I said, the model we're relying on for producing the majority of our housing has more than half the cost in the model for delivery. So when we're looking, when people are saying construction costs are high, it's not the bricks and mortar costs that are very high. It's the production model we're relying on, the model of developers having to go out and find land, having to go through planning maybe multiple times for that land, having to wait for services, having to have huge finance costs on the basis of all this risk, when in fact we have land in this country. We need to develop the land we have on a model of putting builders on the land, paying them monthly and doing away with the finance costs.
Now, Housing Minister yesterday said he wants these new apartments to be viable. He insisted he would not be affecting the standards with these new proposals. He said that he wants people to have homes they want to live in. Orla, will people want to live in these homes?
Well, we can see what's happening now. The cities have become for tourists and for people who are high-paid workers who are short-term in rental accommodation. Nowhere do you see a plan for children. 1 million of our population are children. There's a view that seems to be that people live in the suburbs, and the suburbs now in our cities are getting further out, longer commutes. And we started out with a policy of not having sprawl and having mixed urban communities. That seems to have been abandoned now. And we're looking at very small, high-rent units that really people don't want. The majority of renters want space, they want a permanent home, and they want enough space that they can be in a community for the long term.
Orla Hegarty, Assistant Professor at the School of Architecture, Planning and Environmental Policy at UCD. Thank you for joining us this morning. The time now, 26 minutes past 8.